evening. You're listening to Stereoscopic Readout, your source for psychedelia, garage rock, freak beat, acid. That in 63, she didn't write it, but she was an employee of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, and as such was expected to tinker around with tape loops, oscillators, things that make noise, and she came up with that. She'd actually tried to get a job at Decca Records, only to be told that Decca's corporate policy was to not hire women, or not to employ women in the recording studio. But she got on with the BBC, and that whole sort of song, this predated, I wouldn't say it predated synthesizers, or maybe it did. I'm not really up on my synthesizer history. Didn't predate keyboards, obviously, but the process by which she came up with that song was very time-consuming. She had to sort of tape tune oscillators until they made things at a certain tone or pitch so that they would play a note, and then record it on tape, and then cut the tape up into specific lengths that would correspond with the length of the note. That took weeks to come up with the music for Doctor Who. Excuse me, and I'm still battling a cough, or I'm battling a cough again. Thank you very much, Mom, for giving me that. Followed that with the Daughters of Eve, an all-girl group from Chicago. The song Hey Lover was released in 1966. And that's pretty much the amount of information I have on that song. I'm actually not going to talk too much tonight. I want this to be a celebration of what's her name? Betty Friedan termed the feminine mystique. I want this to be a celebration of female voices and female talent, so I'm just not going to babble too much. I'm just going to get on with it. So without further ado, here is Pentangle.
For someone lying in the sunshine, marking time. Hear the sighs, close your eyes. Ba da ba do da 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 ba do da da. Stepping from cloud to cloud, passing years of light. This is the frosty start in the backwood flight. Soaring realms of visions, love on the meaning hidden.
Moving fast, ever fast, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave here, Carrie, but it's really not my home. My fingernails are filthy, I've got beach tar on my feet, and I miss my clean white linen and my fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cage,
Carrie, get out your cage,
and I'll put on some silk.
I'll put on some silk.
Oh, you're a mean old daddy, but I like you. Come on down to the Mermaid Cafe, and I will buy you a bottle of wine, and we'll laugh and toast to nothing and smash our empty glasses down. Let's have a round for these freaks and these soldiers, a round for these friends of mine. Let's have another round for the bright red devil who keeps me in this tourist town. Come on, Carrie, get out your cage. I'll put on some silk.
I'll put on some silk.
Oh, you're a mean old daddy, but I like you. I like you, I like you, I like you. Maybe I'll go to Amsterdam, or maybe I'll go to Rome, and rent me a grand piano and put some flowers around my room. But let's not talk about fare-thee-wells now. The night is a starry dawn, and they're playing that scratchy rock and roll beneath the mantle of moon. Come on, Carrie, get out your cage.
Carrie, get out your cage.
Put on some silk.
I'll put on some silk.
You're a mean old daddy, but I like you. Last night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave you, but it's really not my home. Maybe it's been too long a time since I was scrambling down in the street. Now they got me used to that clean white linen and that fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cage.
Carrie, get out your cage.
I'll put on my finest silk.
I'll put on my finest silk.
Fun tonight. I said, oh, you're a mean old daddy, but you're out of
And move on. Flash your Friends of CITR card and get a nifty discount at the KISS Adult Toy Store, the Regional Assembly of Text, and the Bike Kitchen. Show it when you shop and thank them for being a friend of CITR.
Milk a pool. was not to wake you. Asleep in your summer, a garland of flowers, yellow and white on your way.
Dawn melts on into the unlit end of blessed end of time. Midnight winds are landing at the end of time. Midnight winds are landing at the end of time. My eyes are still asleep. In the morning of my winter, when my eyes are still asleep, a dragonfly lay in a coat of snow. I'd send to kiss your heart for me. A dragonfly lay in a coat of snow. I'd send on me. Midnight winds are landing at the end of time. Midnight winds are landing at the end of time. Jumping in the evening of light. The children are jumping in the evening of light. The presents are heavy in the evening of light. The presents are heavy. Midnight winds are landing at the end of time.
Back with you on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and the show's Stereoscopic Readout, and you're listening to our Salute to the Psychedelic Sisters of Yore. That was quite a long stretch of music. Apologies if you're waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting maybe to hear what I had played, but started that off with a British band, folk band Pentangle, and from their album Basket of Light, that was the song Light Flight, which was used as the theme song to a show called Take Three Sisters. Take Three Girls, which I think was the first all-color BBC television drama. I followed that with Canada's own Joni Mitchell and Carrie, and then Fairport Convention featuring Sandy Denny singing the old Irish folk ballad She Moves Through the Fair. From the Wicker Man soundtrack, you heard Magnet, and in the film, it's being sung by Britt Eklund, but the studio version was sung by one Rachel Verney, and that was Willow's song. It's been covered a few times. It's been covered by the Doves. It's been covered by Good God Sneaker Pimps. Isabel Campbell, ex of Bell and Sebastian, covered that. Followed that with Canada's own Buffy St. Marie, and from her 1970 album Illuminations, Poppies for Mr. Allerton, which is kind of, it was a very groundbreaking album for her. Some of the things, like at the end of that song, it employed synthesizers for the first time in her career. She worked with synthesizers, but she was also going out on a limb and using synths to distort her own voice. And the loop at the end is from the first track, which is a track called, I think it's called God is Alive, Magic is Afoot, which is a musical adaptation of a Leonard Cohen poem that she did. Obviously, the album was not a commercial success, and it alienated the critics as well. But in subsequent years, it's been easy to see how ahead of its time it was. Big influence on people such as Steve Hackett, who went on to play guitar for Genesis while they were still not terribly bad, and then ended that with a woman everybody knows, Nico, from her second solo album, The Marble Index. That was Evening of Light. Got a lot to go through here, actually. So I'm going to play a PSA for you and then get right back to... Where are we at here? Yeah. And get back to the music.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girls. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
I'm sticking with you, 'cause I'm made out of glue. Anything that you might do, I'm gonna do too. You held up a stagecoach in the rain, and I'm doing the same. Saw you hanging from a tree, and I made believe it was me.
I'm sticking with you, 'cause I'm made out of glue. Anything that you might do, I'm gonna do too.
Moon people go into the stratosphere,
soldiers fighting with the Kong,
but with you by my side, I can do anything.
When we swing, we hang past right and wrong.
I'll do anything for you, anything you want me to. I'll do sticking with you. Oh, oh, I'm sticking with you.
didn't like it up there.
First time I have felt this way. This is the first time I have felt this way.
Vancouver's own Poppy Family there, featuring Terry and Susan Jacks. Susan Jacks obviously singing that one. Beyond the Clouds. And started that off with the Velvet Underground and Mo Tucker, normally on drums, somewhat reluctantly taking the vocals. I know she sings After Hours as well, but that was an unreleased track. Well, it was unreleased until the 80s. Track called I'm Sticking With You. Wasn't terribly happy about singing, but she was convinced to do it once in a while. The next song is kind of a mystery song. It's from Pebbles Volume 22. It's a band that they refer to as the Dominoes, and a track called A Matter of Fact. But I've seen it listed elsewhere. Was it Overdose of Heavy Psych, which was released by Arf Arf, listed as Ira. And I think the track was called Dooley at the Fair or something like that. But pretty sure it's a woman, because the Overdose of Heavy Psych album lists the B-side as being called I Am a Woman. So that should be a pretty good clue that it's a female-fronted band. But it's kind of hard to tell. An obscure Los Angeles band was after that, The Love Exchange with Swallow the Sun. And then Peanut Butter Conspiracy, which was the band that the Jefferson Airplanes Spencer Dryden went to play drums for after he was fired from the Jefferson Airplane. And then, of course, the Poppy family. So, moving right along here. Speaking of the Jefferson Airplane, their first singer who sings on Jefferson Airplane Takes Off was one Signe Tolne Anderson. But she quit to, I think she went up to Washington State to run a musical school or something like that. They hired in early 67 one Grace Slick, who at to that point had been singing for a band called The Great Society. Grace brought a couple of songs with her. Yes, I got that queued up right. She brought a couple of songs with her. One was White Rabbit, which everybody knows, and one was Someone to Love. Yes, one was Someone to Love, which also everybody knows. But the version I'm going to play right now is the Great Society version.
dancing by night, dying by day. Blackening mushrooms, drinking the rain. Sinister light blooms, hope of the dawn, blackening pain. You will find them in her eyes, in her eyes, in her eyes. You will find them in her eyes, in her eyes, in her eyes.
3 or 4 years ago, on one of my perennial hitchhikes across the country, I ran into a chick in Texas by the name of Janis Joplin. And I heard her sing, and Janis and I hitchhiked to the West Coast. 50 hours it took us, probably the fastest trip across country we ever made. A lot of things have gone down since that time and this, but it gives me a great deal of pride to present today the finished product of 3 or 4 years of work, Big Brother and the Holding Company.
We're down on me.
Hey!
of a fool. Get lesson or look back. Egy szó, cse szólj. Ne beszélj most a boldog holnapokról. Ígérje őket csókol, s egy szót se szól. Hittem már szép szavaknak, őszinték igazak.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR and the Stereoscopic Readout All Femcon special for you this week. That was a Hungarian chanteuse who pretty much owned the 70s as far as Eastern Europe was concerned. It was Szarolta Zalatné. That is off a compilation CD available on B-Music Records. You can look it up at www.b-music.us. Had her big sort of solo debut in 1970 and was backed by a bunch of pretty big Eastern European bands at the time, most notably Locomotive GT, but that was not the band backing her on that last track, which the pronunciation of which I'm about to butcher, Egy Szót Se Szólj. I think that's how you pronounce it. I don't know what that means. That was her being backed by a band called Metro, and there's two other bands on this CD, Scorpio and Omega. Good stuff. Some of it seems a little bit over the top, but once you get used to it, she's actually she can actually belt those tunes right out. And started that set off with The Great Society, not Janis Joplin, Grace Slick's first band, with her husband Darby and his brother Jerry. Or was... No, she was married to Jerry Slick, and her brother, his brother Darby Slick, was in the band too. The original version of Somebody to Love, recorded for Autumn Records as a demo. Recorded probably by Sly Stone, as he was the sort of the house producer and engineer for Autumn Records at Golden Gate Studios. Followed them with United States of America, a band from LA with Dorothy Moskovitz on vocals. She garnered the praise of Linda Ronstadt, who in the book Riot on Sunset Strip notes that if you'd asked her to make make her voice sound like a vacuum cleaner, she could probably do it. And obviously a big influence on the band Broadcast. Big Brother and the Holding Company, featuring obviously Janis Joplin, live from the Monterey Pop Festival in 1967, and Down on Me, and then Selda Bagcan from Turkey, from her 1976 comeback album, Inse Inse, with her being backed by the Turkish prog psych combo Mogalar, and then Sorolta Zalatne. So we're into the last 20 minutes of tonight's show. Bleak is up next with Exquisite Corpse. He's in the studio right now. And where else are we going here? Schedule. He's on from 7:30 to 9 when Ben Lai takes over with live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Don't know who's on the show tonight. Hypnotic Groove is after that between 11 and midnight. And then from midnight through till 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, we've got Oral Tentacles. So that's your listening evening sorted for you then. Speaking of, where am I at here? Yeah. Speaking of Grace Slick bringing the song White Rabbit to the Jefferson Airplane from the Great Society, well, here it is.
Man on the chessboard, get up and tell you. Tune in to CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host, DJ, brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense and the less I care.
Now we're right.
With a bit of programming trouble there. Oh, man. I need to pay attention to which labels I'm putting on my CDs. That was Ultimate Spinach featuring Barbara Hudson on vocals. Barbara Hudson would actually appear in all three incarnations of that band, whereas founder Ian Bruce Douglas would not, quitting after the second album. started that set off, obviously, with the classic White Rabbit by the Jefferson Airplane, and followed it with a Boston band called Ill Wind and a track called Dark World. Both Ill Wind and Ultimate Spinach are featured on the podcast of last week's show, which was Boston 65 to 69. And it's downloadable if you go to www.citr.ca, as are pretty much every show on CITR being available on podcast for your listening convenience. That's almost it for the show today. Bleak is in the house. He's waiting to start the show. I should also correct a minor gaffe, major if you happen to be Tom Wilson. Major mistake from last week's show. I was identifying Tom Wilson, the producer who worked with the Velvet Underground and the Bob Dylan, and did the recitation at the beginning of the Beacon Street Union album. I identified him as Tom Wolfe. That is obviously incorrect. It is Tom Wilson. Anyway, speaking of Bob Dylan, a woman who he knew when he was singing in or performing in Greenwich Village, and I believe it was her who he said, a woman who could sing the shit out of the blues, Miss Karen Dalton. I'm not going to bring you down with the story of her life, because it's a real downer. She didn't, she lived until 93, and most of those years were after her second album, In My Own Time came out and was pretty much not a commercial success. Most of those years were spent living on the street or basically surfing from house to house. But she's got one of the most remarkable voices in folk music, and we're going to leave with her and then something else afterwards. I'm not going to tell you what, but listen and celebrate the talents of the late Karen Dalton here on Stereoscopic Readout's look at International Women's Week.
Yesterday, anyway you made it was bad. Didn't you know you can't make it without ever even trying? And something's on your mind, let these times show you that you're breaking up your mind. Wanna feel another way, can't stop crying. You haven't got a thing to say, you feel you wanna run away, there's no use trying. Anyway, I've seen the writing on the wall. Always fall. Will you know you can't make it without ever even trying? Something's on your mind, isn't it?
Snowboard Club is a non-profit, democratic, student-run organization dedicated to promoting the sports of skiing and snowboarding and the associated lifestyle.
We endeavor to make skiing and snowboarding accessible and fun by actively seeking out the best deals and discounts for our members, as well as organizing trips to local ski areas and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Duh.
Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors. Cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation.